אז הוא יצא את פשט למשניות, מהים קטונים, מהים ללמום לידים איזה חבור, אבל דויס ועבור אצלו. דויס ועבור is do not require. גימו צמוך. So, ומאי, אילו אם זה לא בינון שלישו, if it means that it does not avoid, doesn't require even shleisho, vom rabavui a shtayim shadonu dinei emdi, shtayim shadonu dinei emdi, shtayim shadonu dinei emdi, shtayim shadonu dinei emdi. Elo odu lo bino mumch, shtayim shadonu dinei emdi, shtayim rabavui ad rabavui eto. Di shmui ili shor amro yisavre dinei emdi. So the kasha is only against rabavui. Now, how can rabavui say that the doyes valvoi do not require shleisho, but Rav Avui himself says the shnayim shadonu ain't in the end, but the mandoma who says shnayim shadonu is in the end, the shmur is for our children in the end, vimtein, veicha korma divrei hakeil, so Rav Avui himself says that everybody agrees that the shnayim shadonu ain't in the end, in other words, there is no tane who says that shnayim shadonu is a dinendin, veichekom adu hak. Now, if we say shnayim shedonu, if Rav Avuya says shnayim shedonu, the moment you hakle in dinendin. So what does that mean? So as Gemara points out, Avgimul, that story in the Shaila with the Eruv Parshi is Sivkan, or Ein Eruv Parshi is Sivkan. Now, if we say that the hakle in dinendin, why? Because, but Gimel is not mentioned in the connection with the Doris Vavoyes. Gimel, three times Elohim is mentioned in connection with Doris Vavoyes in the Parsha of Shomrim, but not in connection with the Doris Vavoyes. So it's on the basis of Eruv Parsha Sivkan. So the Elohim and the three times Elohim that is mentioned in connection in the Parsha of Shomrim, in connection with Doris Vavoyes, is to be transferred, is to be applied to Doris Vavoyes. So that means that Rav Avuya certainly holds. When Rav Avuya says, that means that he holds that the Eruv Parshi is Sivkan. Because if Rav Avuya would hold that in the name that any Eruv Parshi is Sivkan, so mele, there is no requirement of Shleisho, Likavi Dois Alvois. So that means Rav Avuya holds that Eruv Parshi is Sivkan. But the question is, who you keep rising the Rome Bahome, Bagido Kame, Doma Boshim, and Sikhim Kirin Mikzas, the less layer of Parashi is, Uman less layer of Parashi is Libo Yishleisho, and Murabish Maitin, because the Shiloh, Eruv Parashi, Sidkan, Alav of Tazkan, applies to two Shilohs. First of all, to two Ingolim. First of all, Igabi Shleisho. Whether the Shleisho and the Lehim that is mentioned in the Parashi of Shomrim, whether it's an application to Idos Alvoyes, and then whether the posik of Kiyuzeh, of Kvira B'miktas, Idoya B'miktas, Kvira B'miktas, Idoya B'miktas, so whether it is to be applied to our Kiyuzeh. Now, if he says, Abor Shom Kvira B'miktas, so Kvira B'miktas, Idoya B'miktas, so that means that it is not to be transferred to Idoya. So the melee, if one little part is discussed, in the part of Shomrim, is not to be applied to the... It would be still the... The Rabbi Yechon is the Gezel of Rambachom. So Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rambachom as being that Abo Shomrim Tzichin Kvir V'Miktas. This means that it is not to be applied, to be transferred to Inkeset Tal. That Lavi Rupash is Sivkan. Uvi Rishal Medrish Mechilti, Amrinom, Rabbi Yechon Rishlok Isham Et Alvaye, Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dinei Mdin. And Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dinei Mdin is to be based upon the concept because if love Yerubal, the Torah doesn't mention Aliyim, doesn't mention Shloisha in the parsha of Inkesachal, there is no way. So what is it mishpat mean? What does it imply? That it requires the same shleisha like all other dinamomenes. So that means that all dinamomenes requires shleish. That means shnaim shedonu in the name. Yesh leima, tafimu man yisle in the rupash yisifkan. So in the name of Rabbi Yechanan certainly holds a new pass this time. For I hear Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Rom Bachom is deep that the posik of Kiyuze that is mentioned in Parsha Shomrim is not to be transferred. Is not to be transferred to the Parsha of Gezer Tal. So then the question is, so why does it require Shloisho? Still requires Shleisho, is boyish Shleisho, is Mershi, Mishpetechot Yilochem. So there is a hekish that all the Nemomenes are analogous to each other. So since there are some Nemomenes that require Shleisho, so by applying the hekish of Mishpetechot Yilochem, so we know that the Yisrael voice also requires Shleisho. I become a hoch, my Kosova, hoch. Iri Kosova in your parish is so sivka. Ukach levino umchim do it all is mishpatechot lashi do it all. So the Yisrael voice is your voice. Shleisho no. So the question of I is monefshech. If on the basis of the troshe of mishpatechot we have to say that the Yisrael voice requires Shleisho, require shloisha mumchim. So then, why does the Gemara say so? If that if on the basis of the hekesh of mishpatech b'shom lekulchem, so it requires shloisha mumchim. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say if Kosova? Why does Gemara say Ikosova in the Parshis Ksifkan? So Liboye Ikosova in the Parshis Kan and Liboye Mumchim, Vikosova in the Parshis Kan Shloim Shalomri? No, even if any of Parshis Ksifkan, but on the basis of the Droshe of Mishpatech Hashomri, who can require Shloim Shalom? So the answer is this. True, we can say that even if Lavi of Parshis Ksifkan, so just on the basis of the Droshe of Mishpatechot Asher Likuchan. So you should require Shleisho. But that's not Mucha. We can say that. And the Rabbi Yechanan agrees with that Droshe. But Rabbi Avuye could be Chile. And Rabbi Avuye could hold that the Droshe of Mishpatechot Asher Likuchan does not apply to Yidur Mitzvah Avuye to Yidur Shleisho. So horikom, why is the horikom? I because of our new past is come. We can't believe in Mimchon Torah is Mishpatech Hashem Yisrael Gezal Zeh in the Chvoles. In other words, he disagrees with Rabbah Vuri. So Shloim Shem no. We can come out with him because of our new past is come. So what is the Gemara say? Look, because of our new past is come. We did not do it by name of Mumchim. So why do Mumchim? Because of Rav Chanan in Salochi. Why doesn't the Gemara say? Why doesn't the Gemara say? Ein Europasche Sifkan, and still with the Reise, we require Shloisha Mumchim because of Mishpatechot. So we didn't have much of a name of Ein Europasche Sifkan, we didn't go to Mishpatechot. You might have said it, I was in Reise, I was in the Maxim, I come out here, Ein Europasche Sifkan, we shall be in the Kim Vim Tema, Kehilcha di Alpino, Drishi Ochtira Mishpatechot, Neu Apnameli, Gimu Mumchim, אפילו מאן דלס ליירו פרשיה. So that was the reason Mandoma, here, who says, Lavir of Parshia Sivka. Lavir of Parshia Sivka. And he does not require Shleisha Mumchim in the Reise. So, but why why doesn't he say that in spite of the fact that Lave of Barstiv can, so it should require Gimel Mumchim because of the drosha of Mishpeta? Now we see Rabbi Yechanan holds, Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that even if we say Lave of Barstiv can, but because of the drosha of Mishpeta, we require Gimel Mumchim. But the reason Mandoma says, no, that as long as we say Lavir of Pashtiv Kam, so then we do not require Shlesha Mumchi. But why not? What do they do with the Trosha of Mishpedach? Yesh Leima, the Mishpedach of Hashvi in the moment when you first discussed it. The Lord of Hashvi in the moment that I've done it. The Akkod of you, Kohet, the Chsiv, Maki Behem Yishal Meno, U Maka Odom Yunus, U Chsiv Basrei Mishpedach. So in other words, that the Mishpat Echod, he holds those Mandoma who say that the Doi is not going to not require Shlesha Mumchim. Shlesha Mumchim, so they hold that the Drosha of Mishpat Echod only implies that there is an analogy between the Nemomenes and the Nefoshes, but not that there is an analogy between one type of the Nemomenes and another type of the Nemomenes. That's what don't. According, why should we say that the drosha of Mishpat Echod only implies an analogy between the moment and the poshet, not an analogy between one type of the moment and another? Because according to Koy, the Chiv Maki Beni Shalmeno, Makvodin Yumot, Uma Uksiv Basra Mishpat Echod. So in other words, Maki Beni Shalmeno, there's the moment, Makvodin Yumot, there's the poshet. So there's no, it only implies an analogy between the moment and the poshet, not between one type of the moment and another type. So discusses the moke of the aloche of the rishis of tira. Now there is aloche of the sheva achtira, pinkin a pay. So even when they testify, so they have to say the yin, the yishov, the moke, the how do we know that even when he testifies that they have to mention all these Jira Sufficient, the game, the show, the mocking? So Gemara says, because in the parasha of Irani Dacha, the Torah says, with the Rashto, the Hakarto, the Shoalto, so in other words, three Drishes are mentioned. The Rashto is one, the Hakarto, two, and the Shoalto, that is three. That's in the parasha of Yerandach. So three Drishes are mentioned in connection with Yerandach. Then in the parasha of Yochi Goyla Mizore, two Drishes are mentioned. Vihugat Loch Mishomato, Vizorash Tohit. Rash Tohit, Rash Tohit, it means two. And then in the parasha of Yerushalayim, the Torah says Vidosha Hashem, eight, again two. So it's three, and two. So together it's seven. So we apply seven Drishes, never. Even though three are mentioned in the parasha of Yerandacha, two in the parasha of Yochid Yerandore, two in the parasha of Yerandacha, so we don't say in the Eidim of Yerandacha have to mention three Drishes. The Eidim of Yochid Yerandore have to mention two, and the Yerandim no, but we apply all of them to every group. That's what Gemara says. And then Gemara asks the Kashe, Ve'ime hode kibbe. Maybe the Torah does not require Shevach Tzires in every group. But in Yerandachas, where three Tzires are mentioned, so three are required. In Yochidah Lizoveh, two are mentioned, two are required. In the Yidin, two are mentioned, two are required. How do we know to combine all these, the Trishet, in the Ramdachas, the Trishet, of the Yochid and the Zohar, and the Yidin, they in the Chodah Chodah to the Tzim, the Yidin came, that what? That we require seven, it requires seven, so, Lichter in the Rachmone Bichot, so, is the Kavonet HaTorah as this, that we require seven, why does the Torah mention three in one, two in the other, and two again in the third, again, where the Torah mention all seven of Tiras in one, and then we'll learn out all these. From it. So, So the Gemara asks, well, is Amgila Adode? So how can we learn out one from the other and apply the three that is mentioning one to the other and the two that is mentioning the other to the one? So, well, is Amgila Adode? Because they're not there, so maybe we cannot apply the because of this Yerushalmi, we apply all the seven doors. That's what we want. Oh. So now Teisa said, Teisa's Kasha was, how can the be my God? Who says that? So, this we got last year, most important, but the last year, the most important, that was the important, but the Shaman was the new one. Last year, he got to come and bring the Shaman to the face. So, you have to give the Porsche, my daughter, the Ninja, the Bishop, the Red, the Hafi, the Mishpana. Who knew how poor the guy was shown? He came to the world of our home. How did it arrive? So we cannot say that the shop that we want to use, that we cannot apply the portion of this potato to the package between what type of people we have. Because according to the internet, he holds like all of our home. So that means that we don't care about it. And still you hold the same story in the end. So that must be an example of what you have to do. So that means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Drosha of Mishbechot implies not only a hackage between the Moses and Drosha, but between one type of Mishbechot and one type of Mishbechot. So we cannot say that the entire from the Mishbechot, that the Drosha of Mishbechot does not imply a hackage between one type of Mishbechot and the other. Because Rabbi Yochanan certainly holds that there is such a hackage, such an analogy between the type of the most of that. Well, Fokor, in the Akor, the Raijin, the people of the Hama, the Rabu, 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 so why do we have to resolve to the Shom of the King? We found the Kamon, the Rabu, the Rabu, the Rabu, why do we have to resolve to the Shom of without it? Without it, the Shom of the King, we wouldn't know that the Shabbat here I require no because of Mishpachot, because I could say there, it's the reason why because since the Torah does not mention all the Chiras, all the Shabbat in one thing, but it mentions three in one, two in another, two again in a third one, so that could be considered as a Yivu Akro. As a Yivu Akro that we got into the issues of Tire, we do not apply. We got into the requirements of Tire. We do not apply to the most of the people that Masherim Tire, we got the other Aloha. So we could apply the Droshi of Mishra Dehot. Even in connection with an analogy between one type of the moment and another type. Videi barachadu ni munchi ni eneiwa di momen ki yifoshe kmoi ni nivishu ochi. So too, so that means
Well, the admit that the Rosh Hashanah should imply that the analogy is the moment in question. So you so far as the question of Mumchim is concerned. So let us learn our true. You cannot learn an analogy or it's all voyage, something that's a quality, because this Rosh Hashanah does not imply an analogy between one time and one is, and a time and is, but let us learn our he goes well boys and only the moment from this reporter. The reporter first thing requires movement, requires a head. So we could learn out that it requires a head in the Deutsch Lombard, because even Knosse, the Jewish Mahamore, do not require a head. They require only shirt. But insofar as movement is concerned, not the number of the young, just as movement. So there we should apply the analogy between the Mumchim and the Mufassim. Yesh leim amrikot v'achmon en mumchim, gabit zeyle, shmaminon v'gab hochel yalfinon v'y Mumchim and the Mufassim. Abu Kosh, v'ma'am, so since the Torah mentioned Mumchim gabit zeyle, Elohim gabit zeyle v'chavore, so it's a raya that we do not apply the drosha of Mishpatechot to be advised that all the moment is by a and the basis of the moment is by a smoking. Why did the Torah have to mention Mumchim explicitly in the parasha text? So seeing the Torah mentions a smoking
coming out of age, in my clue, we perceive with mayhem, we will
Roilus the Yaakov, the Roilus the Yaakov. So there, the Gemara mentions there, the Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef to come out to Adit. So Rabbi found that Rabbi Yosef was forcing certain husbands to give a gift, what the Jew requires that the husband should be in the house of peace. So he was forced. Omalei Vananaki, but we are a gift, and who can force a husband to give a gift to his wife? Only Smuch, Itani, or Yatavlena, come up in Shatimati, and Kuyosho, Hodma, of the East, and name the King of Israel, Yatosho, and his dog, she never gave a mishpot at his name, his name, the Smirak, the Rachel's name, his name. So how, and Rachel is a gift, it was not a son of his good boy. So how can you force a husband to give a gift? Amalei, a man shall fatayta. True that this prerogative of forcing a husband in certain situations to give a gift to his wife was turned over to smuchim, and we are not smuchim in chutzlaret, but we shall fatayta. You need to have a result of it. You don't have a result of it. Amen. Here, you need to fatayta. You should have a result of it. You should have a result. Die Maschwa auch einmal die Hände noch wieder hin und viel kam gar nicht mal von Spiegel Schnee und Schnee Akku mit. Die ich war immer die Hosser mit meiner Kino mit Schnee, mich und Schnee im Koe und hin doch Kilema mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku. So the first direct case is that when the dead Rosh of the Schnee Akku will enjoy the Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee Akku mit Schnee. Because they are mishpotim at the tossing with them. So what does it mean? These are mishpotim that you put before them. Before whom? Who is them? Before those who are mentioned in the parasha of Job. And they are, and they are mentioned only. So in other words, so the potik of Eila mishpotim, the potik of Eila mishpotim also refers to the potik of the mitzvah kavod, to the parasha of Job. Because that's what it is really. Now, so, but, and if we say that Lavir of Parzit is come, so the reason that is mentioned in the Parzit of Jomri refers only to Gilles Chavoret, not to Idoiz Alvoret. So mainly the Parzit of Mishneim, Mishneim Gintit, does not refer to Idoiz Alvoret. That's the first answer. There is one difficulty in the statement. Now, according to the first Russian text, according to the first Lashon in Tesis, the Rishneyim has reference to the parasha of Shomri, and there he is mentioned. So what application does it have to give? After all, the parasha of Gittin is in the same case. That's not in Mishpotim. And the Gemara says, Ve'ile ha-Mishpotim ha-Shatotim Lishneyem, Lishneyem Lufnei Gezeh, so Abai Yes Rav Yesef. How can Rav Yesef, who was not the Zomu, was a head yet, so how can he force a husband to give a get to his wife? So if we are going to say that the Gzer Sakotu Ve'ile ha-Mishpotim, Ashatosim Lishneyem, so has reference Bichlau to Kriya. So maybe the application we did know something. But the first question of Teis is that with the Droshe, the Potik, we also did the Sosneyem referred to the Elohim that is mentioned further in Mishpotim. So it shouldn't have any application. It shouldn't have any application to Gittin, and the more it applies it to Gittin, to Gittin also. To give it all. So that's the cat. And we will be getting pure the country. We should be called Ashiva's Kane Maxim with his past with his bottom showing in the house. She ain't a letter. So in other words, so Rashi doesn't say that the Lithuanian refers to the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parsh of Shom. So according to Rashi, so we have two separate soups. And here we forage die gibt nur in der Mühe die Spielerei. Da auch ein Meister der Abwehr, hast du verliebt, da wir uns in die Kommeise, weil der Kommeise ergibt, Omele, war Name, ist er da? Aber Elohim, Lava Milady, so meine, Elohim auch, wo der Marschmal in Milady, so meine, Quier, mich mit der Schnur, wie kam er, Maschatossi, Eilu Klea de Joni, die Scheier Benzi. So what is the second therapy thing to say? So the second therapy thing to say is, and the same in Simon Yimu says this chap in case of something, and that's obviously the chap in this. So in other words, the thing to say is that there are two separate aloha. One aloha is whether certain din requires mukhim or not. Now, there is a chavolet, so the din itself requires mukhim. The din itself, and even without it, suppose they agreed to submit to it, without it. So they voluntarily, they submitted to it. So there is a chavolet requires shleishim. And if a dates would be done, even if they voluntarily submitted to the din, so the din is no din. The din is no din because the Torah mentions Elohim in the parasha of Shomu, in the parasha of Dilut Chavoy, the same time is done. The Torah mentions Elohim. So Mele, that means that the din of Dilut Chavoy requires Mukh. Why? That has nothing to do with the poti of the Ilu HaMishpoti. The Ilu HaMishpoti, Ashatosim with me. That's because the parashah of Saint Alexander of Shomri mentions only the Nitzav Alabai is only. So that means that the sin, the irritation of Zeles Rechavoret requires Mokhi. As yet it cannot be done. And even if no fear was resolved, no coercion was exercised, and the Valentinian voluntarily appear in the litigation, so that deed is no deed. But of course, it's no deed. But if they will be recovered themselves to feel Sudha or to other ways, if they'll be tied themselves, so then it will not be on the basis of the deed. So it will be on the basis of its highness. So that's the Mishneh of Nemunolai Abogovicho. In the Mishneh, the second Mishneh in the Beir. Omali Nemole Abo Nemole Avicho Nemoni Molai Shlisha Roya Boko Reb Meir Ima Yochel Arzabe Vachachom Ima 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 Yochel Arzabe Vachachom Ima 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 Yochel Arzabe. So that's not on the basis of Deen. That is Chayim.